Okay, Rabosa, good moed. Excuse me, today's daf is Bamatsia daf Nun Zayin, and we are starting on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, third line down, Amar Rava, right after the Teku. And again, if you remember from our Mishnah, where we had a bunch of things that are not Shayach, we don't have Ona, right, and a bunch of these items. So the Rava asked the name of Rav Chasa by the following Shayla. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chasa, boy Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami actually asked the Shayla. Ona in lahem, bitul yekach, bitul mekach yesh lahem, o in lahem. Yes, in a chanami, the Mishnah says that there's no ona by these items, but do they have bitul mekach? Now, bitul mekach, right, we said before, if you remember, right, that more than ona, if it's you're getting overcharged, but say, by a half, by 50%, so then that's something called bitul mekach, that the sale can be voided. The question is, right, is that is similar, right, to something called mekach tos, that if someone, I promise to sell you a horse, and I actually sell you a donkey. So that's a mekach tos. I thought I was buying a horse, and ended up being a donkey. That's a mistaken sale, and that sale is void. Question is, if you say that something is not ona, there's no ona by an item, right, what about, again, ona, we said, right, there's less than ona, there's middle ona, there's exactly one-sixth, right, and there's more than ona. So do we say this concept of bitul mekach, right, is that related to ona, meaning that, and if there, therefore, there's no ona, right, there's also no bitul mekach, right? Or do we say that no, there's something called mekach tos, irrespective of ona, that if you buy something that's mistakenly, right, if you mistake a horse for a donkey, right, so the sale is void. So too, if you mistake the price for 100 and you end up paying 200 or whatever, so then that's also a mekach tos. Or do we say no, that all price changes, right, are based in ona, and if there's no ona, so then there is no concept of bitul mekach? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Hada, Amar Rav Chasa. Pashut Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami then answered the Shaila, and he said, Ona in lahem, bitul mekach, yesh lahem. Right, there is a concept of, let's say, mekach tos, and voiding the sale, right, if it is much more than Ona, even though there is no concept of Ona by those things like, you know, hekdesh, etc. So the Gemara, okay. So now the Gemara says that Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yirmiah are both going to say something about Rabbi Yochanan's statement. We're going to quote Rabbi Yochanan's statement second, which is a little bit confusing. And just, you know, usually we should quote Rabbi Yochanan first, and then we should have the argument about what he meant. But that's, as you'll see in a second, that's basically what the structure is over here. So Rabbi Yona Omer Akdeshos, Rabbi Yirmiah Omer Akar Kos. Meaning what we're about to say right now is Machog is about whether Rabbi Yochanan said it about Hektesh or about Karka, about, right, Hektesh belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, or land. V'teravayim Mishmid Rabbi Yochanan Amru, Ona in behem lahem bitul mekach yesh lahem. Right, again, as we said, like Rabbi Ami a second ago, that there's no Ona, but there is bitul mekach. What is that, Rabbi Yochanan, again, is he saying that about Hektesh, or is he saying it about Karka? So Mada Amra Hekdeshos Kol Shekena Karkos. Where the one who says it's about Hekdesh, certainly, right, is he's going to agree that there's by Karka. If there is one, meaning, because you could have said that the whole concept of Ona, right, is based on some sort of mistake. So Kosh Baruch Hu, again, Hekdesh is from the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's owned by Hekdesh, owned by Kosh Baruch Hu, by the Beis HaMikdash. So Kosh Baruch Hu is not going to make a mistake. So if you say the Hekdesh, that Ona still applies, that Ona does not apply, but there is Bet HaMekach, so they would, obviously he would hold that by sales of karka as well, where you do have a human, right, element, and there could be a mistake. But mind the amar karka, so about like deisha is low, but the opposite, not right, would not necessarily be true. So anyway, meaning kiddush Shmuel, as Shmuel said, amar Shmuel hekdesh shavimana shechul lo ashava pruta mechula. That Shmuel says mechudish dekadim. We're going to have to talk about it a little bit more in a second. That if you have hekdesh that's worth a mana, which is, let's say, 100, right, and you're mechaled on a pruta, which is 1, so that works. That's mechula. That the item, right, is mechula, is no longer hekdesh. It can be used for chulin. And that, meaning that Shita would say, meaning obviously there's no ona, right? We don't have the concept of bitul mekach over there, even though the price was completely different. And that's what we just said, right? The corner, the one who says about karka, that's who, that's Rabbi Yirmiah, right? That he would not agree to hektesh, and he would hold like Shmuel that you could be mechulel, right, 100 mana piece of property, right, for even one pruta. Okay, Tanaha, assemble 1 second. We learned in the Mishnah, imhaya kodesh. Balmum. Now, okay, so just to take a step back for a second, that's a Mishnah in Temura. That Temura deals with when exchanging these hektesh statuses, right, from one making kudrim or hektesh from one item to the next. And what we're not quoting over here, the Mishnah says that if a person is makdish a korban, right, and says it's going to be mechulal on another animal, right, so that doesn't work. Meaning that doesn't work. But, however, right, and the next item, and this is what we are quoting in the Mishnah, imhaya kodesh bal mum, if the korban had a mum, though, that's what we're quoting in our Gemara, back in our Gemara, right, yatzal lechulun, then that works. Meaning that then you can be mechulal it, right, v'tzar klas lo damim, but you have to pay up, right, the difference between the animals, right? Let's say if the first animal is worth 500 and the second animal is worth 200, you got to pay, the 300 bucks back to Hekdesh to make up the difference. And now, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yotzo l'chulim d'vartar, v'tzor s'lach l'ldamim midivrehem, that the monetary payment, right, is d'rabbanan, v'resh lakish, amar after klas l'ldamim min haTorah. But the fact that you have to make up the money, that's also midaraisos. So the Gemara says, first of all, this is all going to be a kasha. This is going to be kasha on Rabbi Yonah, who says that Rabbi Yochanan holds that by Hekdesh, that there is Onah, but there is, that there's no Onah, but there is Bittul Mekach, right? No Onah, and there is Bittul Mekach. So this is, okay. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said that the whole, if you're gonna change a Balmum, right, change a Kedusha and make another animal, you have to make up the difference in the value. That's only Midarabanan. Reish Lakish says making up the difference in the value is Midaraisa. So first of all, Bamai Askinan, what's the case? What are we talking about over here? Elim b'chdei onah. If you tell me it's one, meaning basically we're going to prove that this is a case of way more than 1/6. And it can't be a case of onah. It has to be a case of bitul makach, obviously, which is what we're discussing, and that's why we're bringing right the kasha. Right. So, but my asking, what's the case? Elim b'chdei onah. If you'll tell me that it's when there is exactly onah, meaning it was exactly 1/6 difference. Right, Reish Lakish wouldn't say that paying the extra money is daraisa. That's not our Mishnah. Literally says, right, the Mishnah says already that there's no ona by hagdish. Right, the only machlokas, right, again within Rabbi Yochanan, between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah, was whether you have bitul mekach. Good. So ela bitul mekach. So it must be, right, this is a case of bitul mekach as well, right? And behalema Rabbi Yochanan, right, tzarech las l'dam midrayim, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, right? You have to pay the extra money midrabanan. But that's a problem because ha'amar Rabbi Yonah ha'ekdeshos Rabbi Yirmiyah amar karkos. Rabbi Yonah said, right, that we're talking about hekdesh, that there's no concept of that there is a concept of bitul mekach. Right, again, that there is a bitul mekach yishlehem, right, there is a concept of bitul, and if it's more than 1/6, meaning that the bitul mekach is a bad sale, i.e. there is no exchange of kedusha from one animal to the next if the value, right, is more than 1/6, right? So in the chora, he should have to pay and make up the difference, or it just doesn't work regardless. So the Gemara says la'olam bitul mekach. Really, you're talking about yes, enechinami ve'ipach Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, enechinami. Right, you have to switch around, right, the opinions. Right, so that works because that's Reish Lakish lines up with Rabbi Yonah. And according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, but my kamifli. So what's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning what, obviously, we just quoted their machlokas. What it means is what's going on behind the scenes, right? We try and, Gemara is doing a little lumdus for us, even though, usually we have to do that. But okay, right, that's, and the Gemara gives three possibilities. Bid Shmuel. Either they're arguing about Shmuel Shita, which we just talked about a minute ago, right? The Amar Shmuel, Hekdesh, Shav, and Manish, Chilal, Shav, and Pruta, Mechulal. And if you have Hekdesh that's worth 100, and you just pay a penny or a Pruta, right, to be Mechalal, to de-holy, deholify, I don't know, deconsecrate, I guess the word. Deconsecrate the hektish, so that works. Mar is the Shmuel, Mar less the Shmuel. It's a machlokas, right? Whether you hold like Shmuel or not. Right, again, if it doesn't matter the price difference, again, Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold like, meaning Rabbi Yonah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is going to hold like Shmuel, that you can change, that midaraisa, right, all you have to do, right, is be mechalid on a pruta, and yes, midarabanan, you have to pay the rest of the money, but it's not a halakha deraisa, and Reish Lakish holds not that way. V'ibayis ema, or another way to say, the kule ama islu d'shmuel, maybe everybody agrees to Shmuel, that really midaraisa, you can be mechalil, right, an item that's worth 100 on something that's worth a pruta. V'haka b'haka mefki, the machlokas would be that mar sover shechilu in b'lechachilu lo. Meaning that, really, if you tell me that midaraisa, again, Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, it says midaraisa, you have to pay the money, if you mechalil it, right, so then it works, but you shouldn't do it. Mar sover, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, right, afil lechachilu, that it could work lechachila, right, even in the first place. Right, you could do it, and then midrabban, you have to make up the money. A third way to understand to understand the machlokas is lo demichteo no velo tepach. Really, right, forget all this back and forth about akasha and rabbiona and everything. Right, really, we're not talking about a case where it's betel makach, right, and therefore it's right, not akasha, obviously, because that's our topic. Right, but really, it's exactly 1/6. And velo tepach, you don't have to switch around the opinions. And they're arguing about Rav Chista's shita. To Amar, my ain't lahem ona. What does it mean when our Mishnah says that there's no ona by hekdesh? It doesn't mean that there's no ona. It means ain't b'toras ona. Right? There's not bichlal, right, shayach to the lechos of ona. And actually, it's worse, meaning not worse, but it's more machmir than ona. And again, normally, right, ona, right, 1/6, right, you can return them, right, the sale is binding, but you return the money. But if you flip the page, right, alma beis, afilu pachas mikidei ona chovzer. Even less than ona, right, has to be returned, and therefore it's more machmir. Kona Rav Chisda, right, it's more machmir by hekdesh than everything. And that any amount of change of, you know, overcharging, undercharging, whatever, right, has to be cheshbon out. So, Meisri, 1 second. Hold on. Can Rav Chisda really hold this? Ribbis v'ona lehedyot ve'in ribbis v'ona lehektish. Right. The Braisa says that there can be ribbis and there can be ona for a regular person, but not for hektish. Right. That's literally against Rav Chisda. So, Gemara says, what do you mean? Mi'alim v'masnisin. That's not any better than the Mishnah. What do we say in the Mishnah? No. Mokim the b'toras ona. Right. We said there's no ona by hektish, and we explained it. Right. We touched up the Mishnah. We explained the Mishnah as meaning that there is no Torah ona, there's no concept of ona, and therefore actually it's more machmir. So achanami, so too over here. You could just say that ribbis v'din ona behedyo vein ribbis v'din ona lahekdesh. You could just say that there is no concept of ona, right? And therefore, right, again, just like Rav Chisda said about the Mishnah, right, you can explain the Braisa that is actually more machmir. So Gemara says, Yahachi hainu gitani seifa, but what about, 1 second, but if that's true, what about the second part of the Braisa? Right? Zeh chomer behedyo min behektish, then this is the chumrah a hedyo has over hektish, right? You're telling me that hektish is more machmir, right? How are you telling me literally the last line of the Braisa says that this is where we have a scenario where the money, right, by a regular person is more machmir than hektish? Well, you just tell me that ona is more machmir in general. So Gemara says, no, yeah, in Echanami, a ribbis, that's only going on ribbis, right, which where there's no ribbis by hektish, but it's more, but there is a concept of ribbis, right, by a private, by a normal person, and that's where they're machmir. Ah, as Gemara says, listen, nami zeh chomer behektish mi behedyo ona. So, okay, but you could, so therefore, why don't you flip around the language, right, and say that hektish is also more machmir by your regular person because you see that the laws of ona, right, the halachos of ona are more machmir by hektish than a regular person. So Gemara says, well, hagi hashta, what do you mean? There are a million things that hektish is more machmir than. You don't need to highlight the fact that hektish is more machmir halachos by ona, right? Hektish is so many things. It's more machmir than just regular, you know, a cash transaction. Right? The only chumrah, the only extra stringency that a regular person's transactions has over hektish is literally this halacha of ribbis, right? But a hektish, right? There's so many other halachos, right? But hektish is more machmir, right? But then a regular sale between two people, right? So therefore, it's not going to mention that. Okay. So Gemara just says, right, well, while we're on the topic, right, ribbis a hektish hechidami. What's a case of ribbis by hektish? Right, against ribbis is, right, I'll lend you $100 and you pay me back 105. Or, you know, whatever. What is hektish lending out money? Well, hektish is a bank. Wait, that doesn't work. And the Gemara says, right, Elam, if you'll say the Osre Gizbar Mea, and that maybe the Gizbar, the treasurer, will lend out $100, but Mea Vesrim, someone will pay him back 120, meaning if maybe he's acting like a bank, that, aside from the fact that that's not okay, right, it doesn't work halakhically. Halo Mal Gizbar, right, that's Me'ila, right, the Gizbar is violating the Isser of Me'ila, right, you're not allowed to misuse hektish funds. And also, the Kaven Shemal HaGizbar Yatsu Mosel Chulin. Right? Once the moment that the Gizbar uses the money now comes not hektish. It becomes his personal money. He violates Isser of Me'ila. And then it's if like it's a normal transaction, right? It's the Gizbar's, it's the treasurer's, right, violating of, you know, it's his $100 now that he's lending out and collecting on ribbis. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos over here is that about how in the world can you have Me'ila in this case, according to the Gizbar, because Me'il is usually Beshogeg. Right, so Rashi says that it must be a scenario where he didn't realize it was Osir, right? Because then Shogeg is also can be defined as a lack of information. So he didn't realize it was Osir, so that would be a case of Shogeg. Okay, Tosis has a bit of a different spin. Okay, either way. So long story short, right, that doesn't work. It doesn't work that it's the Gizbar, that it's the treasurer who's lending out money for Hekdesh. So we have two possibilities here, the Gemara says, where you can have Ribbis, theoretically, by Hekdesh. So Amar Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya says, the Hakam Ayaskina on the case is, Kigon Shekibo Lov the Sapik Slosos Me Arba, right, guy, the case is where someone was masking, right, to give Hekdesh flour, Solas is when, right, fine, very finely ground up flour, and it was going to be Ba'arba, it was four saw per sella, right, sella is a coin, or saw is the amount of flour, and V'amdu Mishalosh, and then it went higher, meaning the value, right, the price of flour went up, and it was actually three saw per sella, meaning a sella now gets you three, one less saw of flour. And Kidatanya, like we learned in Rabbi, so that's not, yeah, we changed it to the sign, it's a mission of Shkalim, okay, now Makabal Alav. Again, this case, you're going to pay. The guy's going to pay to sell, right? That's a coin, right? And then he's agreed to give four of soles of flour, and ended up the prices ended up being three. Right? It turned out that each coin now, right? Every dollar can get you now, or every $100 can get you now three saw. So what he has to do is misabik ma'arba. What he has to give four, because that was what he originally agreed to give to the Beis Hamikdash. Mishol jam de ma'arba. But if the other way around, if the prices went down, meaning he agreed to give three saw, then the prices went down, and that now a seller can get you four saw. So then misabik ma'arba. Then he has to pay four. She had hekdesh aliyona, right? Because hekdesh always wins in that case. And there's no shaykhs, there's no ribbis over here, because again, right, even though you agreed to one thing, now you're paying more, right? You're paying, you're changing the value of the item, you're giving more, you're giving less, right? There's no issue because there's no ribbis by Hekdesh. Not a classic case of a loan, but there's also ribbis in, right, in like if I give you something, you give me more back, right? Again, that's up in, that would be shaykhs to ribbis. So Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa says, Haka ba'avnei binyan ha-masuros le-gizbar oskinan. Rav Papa says, no, the case is where you do have some scenario where the Hekdesh can have an item where they can lend out to other people, because the halacha is, right, that if you have these stones, right, that are given to the, or not the halacha, well, yeah, I guess so, they have these stones that are given to the Beis Hamikdash, but right, the Kiddush Shmuel to Shmuel Amar Shmuel Bonin Bechol V'Achakach Magdishin, what the Hekdesh can do is they can give out, right, these other stones, right, that because they're not these stones, because they're not kadosh. They're not kadosh yet, and he can build with these non kadosh stones, and then be mekadosh them. So the chora, right, there is a possibility, right, for them to lend out items, right, and get obviously stuff back in response. And that could end up being a case of ribbis, because again they're lending out and they're getting more. Okay, fine. Vaiter. Ein bem tashlum kefal. Now the Mishnah goes on. We're going to have a bunch of these drushas, basically the same drusha till the end of the daf, more or less. How do you know that all of these things, right, don't have, they don't have either? Well, we'll see. I guess we should go back to the Mishnah and kind of read it. And the Mishnah, if you remember, where it straddled mem, where is it? Not mem, nun vav and beis. Just flipping back, right? Il dvam shein al hanona. Right? There's no ona by avodim shtaros karkaros hektesh. Right? They don't have kefal. They don't have ardal vehei. Right? A shomachinam. Right? Doesn't swear for these things. A nosi sachar is not going to pay for these things if he's poshe or whatever, or for it's stolen. Rabbi Shimon says, right? The kachim archayev, meaning kachim that you have to replace. Or have them know if they don't have to replace. Okay, they don't have them know, right? We're going to see all these things are going to come up basically because of the same drasha. So first of all, in behem mishum tishlum the kefal, right? We said there's no kefal and dalad behay, right, for all these items, right? For well, just to read the list again, avadim shtaros karkos hekdeshos. Okay, they don't have kefal dalad behay. Minani mili, how do you know this is true? Tzana rabbanu with under the brisa. I'll call davar pesha. Again, we're going to quote this whole pasuk over here. right? That that basically we're going to darshan out something called the klalu prat uklal. We're going to use a bunch of klalu prat uklals right now, and basically what that is that inadan elakena prat. The only, whenever you have that, you have a rule, and the examples, the items that are included in the rule, are only things that are similar to the prat. The prat is the detail, right? There's a klal, there's a general rule. There's a prat, there's a specification, there's a specific example of that rule. And then you have a klal, a general rule stated again. Whenever you have that construct in the chumash, right? So the only thing that the rule applies to are all these things that are similar to the prat, to the example that is given, right, in the chumash. That's what basically the Gemara is going to do right now. Tanur Rabbanu Lamed Rabbi Yisa. I'll call Dabar Pesha klal, right? That teaches me that there's a klal. This is talking about kefal. Al shomor chor al I'll mess that up. Al shor al chamor al se al salma. Right, those are examples. Therefore, those are prat. I'll call aveda sher yomar. Right, on anything. Right, that is lost. Chazer klal. Right, that's also a klal. Again, klal is all anything. Right, general statements. Right, kol davar pesha, anything. Right, kol aveda, anything. Right, so those are klals. Prat is an example. Shor, chamor, etc. Good. So that's klal of prat of klal. I'm only going to explain this once because we're going to have this a couple times. Right, so that's a klal of prat of klal. Iyata dan elakena prat. You're only going to say the halakha applies to the example. Mana prat mefurish davar metaltan v'gufa mamon. Just like the examples given are clearly things that are metaltan, movable property, right? And they're valuable, right? They have value. I've called davar shemetaltan v'gufa mamon. Right? Therefore, that applies only the only time you can have kefal. Now, hey, right? He's going. Well, I guess this is kefal, right? Is going to be something is metaltalin, right? And has value. So yatsu, that excludes karkos, right? Shenina metaltalin, which is obviously not movable, right? Yatsu avodim, that excludes eved shehukash la karka. They're connected to karka, right? There's a gzera, they connect avodim to karka. Right? Yatsu shtaros, that excludes shtaros shafpish and metaltalin and gufo mamon, right? That don't have any intrinsic value. Hekdeshos, by hekdesh. So Amarka, the pasuk says rehu velo hekdesh. So the pasuk says you have to pay yishalim shnayim the rehu. You have to pay to your friend, right? And that excludes hekdesh. So that, obviously, that's not part of the klal parakla. That's just an extra drush over there. Vol tashlumi dal vehe. Why time? Why is that? Tashlumi dal vehe amarachmana. Vol tashlumi shalosha ve'arba. Now, tashlumi dal vehe, right, doesn't apply to any scenario where there's no kefal. Because dal vehe is not just a 4 or 5 payment. It's 3 or 4 on top of the kefal. So anytime there's no kefal, there's not going to be any dal vehe. Shomachinam eno nishba. Shomachinam is not going to swear. If you know, some sort of negligence or whatever, or well, not negligence, but if he lost it or whatever, he's not going to take a shvus a shomrim. Minan immediately, how do you know this is true? Tan rabbanan with the raisa ki itain isha rehu. Again, that's a klal, that's a general rule, not general rule, general statement. Kesef okelim, that's the example, right? Prat, right? And then it should be right. Okay, chazur. Well, I guess we're going to be hasish. Where does that go? Where does that go? My gemara is weird. Weird. What's it called? Okay, let's just read it because it's here and I can't find where. Very odd. Okay. Is that what it is? Yeah, maybe Lishmar, Chazar, or Klal. Okay, either way, that you have, it's just whichever pasuk is referring to the Klal at the end. So that's Klal, the part of Klal. Yeah, Tadan, Elakana, Prat. Right, so you can only, the halakha is only going to apply to the example. Ma prat mufurish davar metal davar gufa mamon afkol davar metal davar gufa mamon. Right, so anything, right, that's again, this is talking about a shuas by a shomer. Right, again, same example. Metal davar the gufa mamon has to be only metal davar, has to have value, and so that's going to exclude, right, all of our cases. Right, yatsu karkos shem metal davar, yatsu avodim shukar kishlo karkos, yatsu shtaros shavu pishem metal davar and gufa mamon. Right, so that's going to exclude all three of those cases. Karka, it's not movable. Avodim are like karka, and shtaros are not valuable. And ekdei. Again, also Amar Kar Rehu Velo Shel Hekdesh. Right, the extra pasuk says Rehu. Right, it's not Hekdesh. Right, that doesn't apply. Right, the Shvu is not going to apply to Hekdesh. Okay, Nosi Sachar in Mishalim. Right, he does not going to have to pay. Manani Mili. How do you know? Tanur Rabbanan with under Brisa Ki Teinisho Rehu Klal. Right, again, you're going to give somebody something. That's a general statement. Chamor Osho or Ose. Those are examples. Prat, right? V'chol behemal lishmor, or any animal, that's chazer uklal, that's another general, right? Klal uprat uklal, good. Eidat adan elakena prat, right? You're only going to have the halakha applied to specific examples. Prat mufurish davar metaltal v'gufa mamon, right? And the two defining factors of those examples are that they are movable and they have value. Avkol davar metaltal v'gufa mamon, so to anything, right, that is similar. Yatu, that's going to exclude karkos, shena metaltalin, that doesn't move. Yatu avadim, it excludes slaves, right? Shukshu the karkos, they're like land. And yatu shtaros alf Metaltalin in Gufa Mamon excludes Shtaros as well because they have no value. Hekdeshos Amakra, once again, the pasuk says Rehu Vishalosha Hekdesh, right? And we're not going to apply it to Hekdesh because it says it's only if it's a between Jew and fellow Jew. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a good Moed and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.